Monday the 10th of November, Yudbeis Mar Cheshvan, Rabbi Beryl Wein, Marte Ovid, Simon Labonin.
Good morning, everyone. We have a concept that is well known to all of us, the concept of Marte Ovid, Simon Labonin. Most times we think of that concept in terms of behavior, of events that happen, of occurrences in life, the background of Jewish history, that whatever happened to the Ovos is a forerunner of whatever will happen to Klal Yisrael. There's a famous idea of Chaim Volozhiner quotes that is that he heard it from the Gaon of Vilna, that the Gaon said that it refers not only to Chumash Bereishis, but he said the entire Torah, all of the Jewish destiny, so to speak, is found in the Torah itself. And the Gaon told him that Chumash Dvorim is the history of the Jewish people. All the events are in Chumash Dvorim. And Reb Chaim asked him, Rebbe, so which parsha are we in now? He asked him this in about the year 1775, 250 years ago. So the Gaon told him, we're in Kisaitse. That's the parsha. That being the case, so then the Tochecha was Kisoho, which was, as we are well aware, the terrible destruction of the Jewish people, where every word in the Tochecha unfortunately not only came true but turned out to be understated. That's why it says called Mako Shaloksuva Basefer Azeh. The Rebbeinu Sholem didn't even allow us to know how horrible it would be and what the effects would be, and the effects are those that we still suffer from today in various degrees, but the Jewish world today is still traumatized. So if that be the case, so we probably are Nitzavim Vayelech. The Gaon says you got to get the Vedos Habroch. So Alavai, you know, there are Balei Kriya that read more quickly than others. So that's the Ito Achishena. You'll be able to push it that it should come more quickly. But the idea of Maaseh Ovos Simen Labonim is also an idea of a value system. Maaseh Ovos Simen Labonim, it's a way that our children, our generations, the Jewish people should behave. Because that's why the Torah put so much emphasis and so much detail into the stories that happen. I mean, the Chumash is not a storybook. It's not Bichlach. And so then what do we have to know? You know, what I have to know Milka and Nochar and Utz Bechorov and Booz, who are these guys? I mean, who needs them? And what the story with Lot and with Zdom and the kings and the Melochim, and he fights them. And should say, you know, Avraham Avinu was a pious person, you know, he was a good Jew, and let's move on. So the Netziv in his introduction to the Hamigdover on Sefer Bereishis, Hamigdover is a remarkable perish to the Chumash. My Zayde was a Talmud of the Netziv in Volozhin, and every morning after the minyan in the yeshiva, after davening, so the Netziv would teach Chumash for a half hour. Well, for the Lomdim in Volozhin, Chumash was for Balabatim. It wasn't for Lomdim, right? So the Netziv would teach Chumash. There were 10, 12, 15 that showed up. Just to show you how the world is, you know, not like nothing changes. It's also Maaseh Ovos Simen Labonim. You know, the great Rabbi Wein comes to speak, so, you know, there should be 20,000 people. We should fill Wembley, right? So there's a letter that the Chassam Sofer wrote. The Chassam Sofer was the Rav in Presburg, Bratislava, and he was also the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva. So the custom in Pressburg was that the yeshiva davened separately Shabbos morning, but Musaf, they would come in to the shul to daven with the Balabatim. And then the Chassam Sofer would speak afterwards. Sometimes he even spoke in German. Chassam Sofer was a very interesting person, put it mildly. So the Yibachrim would leave. Who wants to hear the drushin, right? There's nothing more deadly than a rabbi's sermon. So they would leave. So I thought to myself, you know, if the Chassam Sofer would come today, so there would be, a quarter of a million Jews would be Makabel Polit, right? To hear him, everything, right? But in his time, the Rebbe was saying a speech, let him say a speech. So the Netziv had 10-12 of his young men that came to his Chumashir. But from the Chumashir, he wrote his Perush to Harek Dover, which is one of the outstanding Perushim to Torah. It really is. And it's making a comeback now. It's been reprinted in a much more readable form. It's gone through many publications now. It's become very popular. So in the introduction, he says, in the Gemara, it says, Sefer HaYosha. We find many times in Tanakh, Alo Ksuvim al Sefer HaYosha. It's written in the Sefer HaYosha. What's the Sefer HaYosha? They have it in Yoshua a few times, and Shoftim. What's the Sefer HaYosha? So the Gemara says, Sefer HaYosha was Chumash Bereishis. Called Sefer HaYosha. So the Tzib says, why should Chumash Bereishis be a Sefer HaYosha more than Chumash Vayikra? Why is it called Sefer HaYosha? So he says there a tremendous insight. He says the Ovos were Anoshim Yeshorim. They were straight people. And therefore, the Maaseh Ovos Simen Labonim was placed to teach us how to be a straight person. Avraham Avinu has the ability that three Arabs come into his tent and they leave as angels. That's why the Torah tells us that idea, that you can take a human being and transform him. And you can transform him by your own behavior, by what the person sees in you, by what you are. And therefore that's called Sefer HaYosher, because they were Yeshorim. And then he goes on to say, regarding the time of the Bayesheni, that the Bayesheni, he says, they were all Lomdim, and they were all Shomrei Mitzvahs, and Harbit Tzadikim, Ugaonim, everything was there. The only thing is, there was no Shalom between them. And he said, anybody that didn't somehow worship Hashem in the exact same fashion that the person was worshiping Hashem, so he says there the Lashon immediately, they called him Amin and Apikeris, they wrote at him, and because of that, Chorva Abayis. Because they were not Yeshorim. So to be a Yosher means that you have to have a certain breadth of personality. You have to be able to see out of the box a little. And that was the Maaseh Ovos Simen Labonim. There's a famous Gemara. there was a Talmud Chochem by the name of Geneva, believe it or not. And Kishmo Kenu, he did not have a good reputation, right? People would not take him into partnership. But he was a great Talmud Chochem. So the Gemara says that, I think it's Rabba and Rav Chisda, were sitting and they were discussing a matter of halacha. They were sitting by the edge of the river and they were discussing a matter of halacha. They were talking and learning. And from afar they saw Geneva coming. So then they said, do we have to stand up for Geneva? Right? He's a tremendous Talmud Chochem, so we have to stand up for his Torah. On the other hand, he's Geneva. So maybe we shouldn't stand up for him. We don't know what to do. Arahoche Rahoche, while they were discussing it, Gneva showed up. And he said, he saw they were discussing something. So he said, what Indian are you talking about? Right? He wants to talk and learning with them. So they couldn't tell him what they're talking about. It was be too great an insult. So they told him, Ruchos. We're discussing the matter of Ruchos. Winds. So he said, Ruchos? So he told them a Gemara on Ruchos. Ruach Tzvonis, Ruach Marovis, Ruach this, Ruach that, and then it was over. So one of the great Chassidish Rabbeim from the house of the Chotkev, so he said, what did they tell them Ruchos? First, they were Mishane B'dibura Mitnei HaShalom, and you could say something in order not to insult someone, but what did they tell them Ruchos, right? They should say, we're discussing, Shorsha Nogach Zapora, something. We have in Pirkei Avos, it says, Kol Sheruach HaBrios Noche Imenu, Ruach HaMokom Noche Imenu. If people say good things about him, then in heaven they also say good things about him. The Kol She'ein Ruach HaBrios Noche Imenu, if they don't like him here, it's a frightening Mishnah, right? Because it's one that people don't consider. Ein Ruach HaMokom Noche Imenu, and the Bein Shalem also doesn't have nachas with him. Not happy with him. So that's our Girsa, that's our Mishnah. There's a different Girsa in the Yerushalmi quotes it, and it's in some of the editions of the Ohester of Nosson, that says, Kol Sheruach HaMokom Noche Imenu, Ruach HaBrios Noche Imenu. That if in heaven they like him, then they'll like him here too. V'chol she'ein ruach hamokom nochi imenu, ein ruach habriyas nochi imenu. So he said, that was the machlekes in Ruchos. If you say, kol she'ruach habriyas nochi imenu is the right girsa, so then we're not going to stand up for him, because ruach habriyas is not nochi from him, he's gneiva. If you say Kol Sheruach HaMokom Noche Imenu is the Chagrei Selamdin, right? He's a tremendous Talmud Chochem. So then we do have to stand up for it. So that's what they said, that it's Ruchos that they were discussing. The truth of the matter is, as we all know, that we want that Ruach HaBrios Noche Imenu, and we want that Ruach HaMokom Noche Imenu. We want that it should be Nimtzachin Seichel Tov Be'enei Elohim V'Adon. V'yisem Nikim Hashem Umi Yisrael. That always is the standard. That's not a standard of righteousness. That's the standard. That's the way a person is supposed to be. If you visit the cemetery, I never saw a tombstone that said he was a sharp businessman. That they don't write on the matzeiv. He could squeeze out the last pound. People at the end don't think of themselves in those terms. Because of the fact that it has to be Ruach HaBrios Nochi Imenu and Ruach HaMokom Nochi Imenu. They have to accomplish both. When I was the head of the OU Kashrus in America, so in 1974, you may recall, if anyone is old enough here, there was the Arab oil boycott after the Yom Kippur War. So the Arabs pulled out finally the card that they had always threatened. They're not going to send oil to the Western world, especially in the United States. In the United States, without gasoline for the automobile, the country collapses. It's all built on that. And there were really was a very difficult time. There were bumper stickers on the back of the automobile that said "Burn Jews, not gas." So we have to realize we're now in a difficult time again, for some reason or other. every difficult time the Rebbe Shalom sends us affects us. He's talking to us. We are the canary in the mine that smells the coal gas that's going to explode before anybody else does. It's throughout Jewish history that's the story. Expel the Jews from Spain. You know, the Spanish Armada is defeated a century later. Right, the destruction of Europe was because Europe did nothing. Kristallnacht, right? 70 years. We're the canary in the mine. So there's a message here. I don't, you know, the Lord has not spoken to me in the last 2 weeks. So I cannot tell you, you know, what the message is exactly. I don't have Ruach HaKodesh and certainly not Nevuah, but in my heart's heart, I know that they're talking to us. They're telling us something. And they tell us something, so then at least, Chazal say, the famous Gemara, that a man that marries a woman, Amanash Yavitzavi Gomer. My Kiddushin is contingent on the fact that I am a holy, righteous person, Yavi Gomer, right? The Chofetz Chaim, I'm the greatest. So the Gemara says, Chayshina L'Gedushat. We have to be afraid that the Gedushin is valid. The woman would need a divorce from him. She could, why, right? What's a tzaddik is there, right? If he says something like that, he's already not a tzaddik, right? You know, there are 36 righteous people in the world that keep the world going, Lamed Vav Tzaddikim, but if you think you're one of them, you aren't. That's one of the tests. So what is it? Was I think was Chayshin L'Gdushin. So the Gemara says, Shema Hira B'Tshuva. Maybe he had a flash of repentance. That makes him a Tzadik Gomer. So, Rebbeinu Shalom can turn the world around, you know, so that in a flash somebody should think about it, right? So, you know, the Bank of England lowered the interest rate 1.5%. That's our flash. Now what? So maybe. So it's not empty messages that are sent to us. It's things of importance and how to be able to deal with it. Where it has an instance where the Roman procurator says to Nachman Ben Gurion, who was the wealthiest Jew in Eretz Yisrael in the time of the Second Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara has a whole story there that he borrowed water so that the Ole Regel would have water to drink, and then he was supposed to replace the water and otherwise pay a tremendous amount of money until the last day it didn't rain. More in Tinus, and then finally it rained and he was saved. But the Roman said, Yodea ani shelohiri shakodesh borchu es olomo elabishvilcha. I know that God turned the whole world over only because of you. Because the Baruch Shalom does that. Every yochid, you know, great events can happen only because of one person. You know, the entire world in Sefer Bereishis is going to undergo a famine, and Egypt is going to become the dominant power, and all the money in the world is going to be consumed. You talk about a financial crisis. Everybody is bankrupt. Why? Because Yaakov has got to come down to Mitzrayim. That's the whole story. So here is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Solomo. God turned the world over. All because of us. So we should at least think about it. Anyway, when I was the head of the OU, so in 1974, the Arab oil boycott, so the OU has a hechsher on two plants in the United States that manufacture food-grade glycerin. Today there are plants all over the world, but then those were the two plants. Now, food-grade glycerin is the key to kashrus. because all shortenings, all, everything is dependent upon this item called glycerin. And glycerin is manufactured, kosher glycerin is manufactured from fuel oil. You'll be happy to know that that's what you're eating. So in a barrel of oil, the top 10% goes for airplane fuel, and then the next 20% goes for automobile fuel, and then as you go down, the sludge gets greater and greater, so then they use it for heating oil, and then after that, they use it for making plastics. At the bottom of the barrel, that's what we eat. That's glycerin. Of a sakosha, lemahadra. So we had a company called Mead Johnson in the United States in Indianapolis, Indiana. Mead Johnson manufactured then children's vitamins, Polyvisol, Trivisol. In America, it was extremely popular. There was a period of time that all infants received this vitamin, and the vitamin came in a glycerin suspension. In other words, the bottle had 75% glycerin, liquid glycerin, and 25% the vitamin was in it. That's that it floated there. That's how you could eat it. How you could preserve it. I'm sitting in my office and I get a call from the vice president of Mead Johnson. And he says to me, Rabbi, I don't know what to do. He said, we always bought glycerin from Shell Oil Company, which was one of our echsherim in Texas. And they called to say that they don't have any more. They don't have any more kosher glycerin. They can't get oil. He said, I've got 100,000 labels printed with the OU on it. He said, I can't shut down my assembly line. I can get non-kosher glycerin, which is made from animal fat, from tallow. He said, what do I do? So I gave him the wise rabbinic answer, I'll call you back. Any rabbi that doesn't know that answer should not be in the rabbinic. So, we have a second company, Procter & Gamble, enormous food giant, one of the great food companies in the world. And Procter & Gamble has a glycerin plant in San Francisco, all under our Ashgocha, that's the second place. So I call up the vice president that I knew in Procter & Gamble, and I say to him, you know, we have this problem. I need 4 tank cars of kosher glycerin to use up the 100,000 labels. I said, I cannot promise you that they will ever buy from you again. And they're not going to pay a premium price. I mean, it has to be the regular market price. But I said, we're desperate. And I don't want to put an ad in the paper saying the OU is not valid on this product anymore. It's not good for us. It's not good for anybody. And people anyway, because they'll see the OU, are going to use it. Not everybody reads the paper. The announcements don't always help. So I said, can you please help me? Send them 4 tank cars of glycerin. My predecessor was one of the great Jews in the world, Rabbi Alexander Rosenberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who made the OU and who spent the years in the camps with the Nitzolei HaShoah afterwards, and he got the American Army to print Ashas, and he made Shchita again in Germany so that it would be kosher. He was a remarkable, remarkable person. He was a Rav in Yonkers, New York, and he was the one that made the OU. And he dealt with all of these non-Jewish companies, and he dealt with them on a level that was, that they saw that this was safer Hayosher. So the non-Jew vice president says to me, he says, Rabbi Wein, if I do this for you, will Rabbi Rosenberg in heaven know that I did it for you? So by him, there was no doubt that Rosenberg's in heaven, and there's no doubt that Rosenberg can help him in heaven. As I said, well, I can't speak for heaven, but if you do a good thing, you know, we believe that any good deed that's done on this earth in heaven has reverberations. And he sent the four tankers. So I thought to myself, look at Rosenberg. Gedolim tzaddikim b'misosam yosem b'chayeyim, Chazal say. Avraham Avinu is greater today than he was then. Because now everybody, we try to emulate him. He set a standard for us. He created for us a way of life by which millions of people can live by. Av hamon goyim nesaticho, I made you the father of all nations. Vagad lo shmecho, veye brocho, vorachecho boruch, the evangelist pours it out on him. Because he's a Yosher. And a Yosher leaves an impression. Leaves an impression. Ruchos. Ruach HaMokom Noche Imenu. Ruach HaBriyos Noche Imenu. It always leaves an impression. Our task, in a world that's not so Yosher, is to be Yosher. When I made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, so my wife and I went to buy, you know, the Americans, so we had to have carpet on the floor. So we went to a carpet store in Rehov Yafo, number 48, if you're interested, on 48 Yafo. Nice Persian Jew sitting in the back, and he's saying to him, you know, we went in, and then, he sold us a carpet. And then they installed it. We were very satisfied with him. I paid him. Next year we came back. So my wife said we should carpet the other bedroom too. Okay, so we go back to 48 Yafo. And we walk in the door, and the man jumps out of his seat like he's electrocuted. Oh, Rabbi Lein, I'm looking for you. And I figured, what, the check bounced? What happened? What's he looking for me? And he takes out of his pocket an envelope with a rubber band around it marked Rabbi Lein. And he says, I overcharged you to 51 shekel. And I'm waiting for you, all you, to come give it back to you. So when I tell the story, people say, wow. But it's not wow. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's, you know, my father-in-law was by the Chofetz Chaim many, many years. And the Chofetz Chaim used to say, the Mishnah Brura is for Porsche to Eden. That's the way it's supposed to be. You want to be a Chumrah, so that's a different matter, right? That's not the Mishnah Brura anymore. It's the way it's supposed to be. So the way it's supposed to be is that we are supposed to be Yosher. Ki Yoshorim Darchei Hashem V'tzadikim Yelchu Bo. The road is straight for us. It's been a pleasure to be with you this morning. I want to extend to you all of my blessings, good health and happiness and success and achas and your families. And we should be zocha together to help build Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael and Torah and good health and happiness and simcha. Thank you.